Hey, North Coast, this is Ray with the Spanish Ministry. I want to talk to you about peace today. My first thoughts about peace was years ago when I saw a picture of a little bird. He was inside a hole in a rock, and then outside there was a big storm happening. And that was the concept of peace that I received. And I think that made me wonder if peace was related with a state of mind. So for so long I had that concept in my mind. But then I read what Paul said about peace, and he says, "Do not be anxious about anything, and direct your petitions to God in prayer, because peace will be yours if you do that." And then I thought, well, maybe peace is more related with an attitude and a practice, the two together. But then I read what Jesus said concerning peace. And he says, "My peace I give you, not as the world gives." And this is John 14:27. So I thought, what does this mean? What kind of peace is this? I want it. I want this kind of peace. So let's be honest, you and I, here, between you and I, we've tried self-discipline in order to achieve peace. We have tried changing our attitudes to acquire peace in our daily routine. We've tried to do something about it, reading, sports, solitude, all kinds of things to try to have peace. But peace keeps being so foreign to us. So what do we do? What do I suggest? I read this, thinking about Christmas this time, in Isaiah 9, verse 6. It says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Huh, Prince of Peace. What does this mean? And then I read Micah 5:5, and it says a short thing, "He will be our peace." And then I thought, well, maybe peace is more than just a state of mind. Maybe peace is more than just a practice. Maybe peace is a person. Growing in a Latin country where Catholicism is all around the place, we used to go to Mass. And every time at Mass, they do what they call the passing of the peace, where you greet people you don't even know, and you tell them the peace of the Lord, the peace of the Lord. And I was wondering, if peace is about a person who is Jesus, maybe peace is about people as well. And I'm wondering, what kind of peace do we have with people these days? Because Jesus is the champion of peace. He has made possible our peace because he reconciled us with God. And now we have peace with God. And now what is our paper? What is our role in all this? Maybe we need to practice that peace with other people. He makes possible that our peace with God is there. Now we make possible that God's peace is not only with us, but with other people. So what about if this Christmas you pass the peace and you maybe can tell people, "The peace of the Lord be with you." I wish that for you.